This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Utility companies are working right now to restore power to thousands of users in the Northeast after damaging storms on Wednesday. The village of Coxsackie, New York, in Greene County remains under a state of emergency, with many downed tree limbs and power lines. In a social media update, Mayor Mark Evans called it an unprecedented event, and he joins us now. Mayor, what's the state of the village right now?
We are currently still under a state of emergency and anticipate being under that probably throughout the day. Central Hudson is still working on several areas. We have five different streets that are still closed, and they're still somewhat in assessment mode, trying to get to certain areas to see what the damage is.
What does it look like in some of the problem areas? Can you give us a sense of what the streets are like right now?
Many of the streets are opened up. We have five different surrounding towns here assisting us with crews, with chainsaws and chipper machines. So you are able to get around the village somewhat. But yesterday, it literally looked like a bomb had gone off. You look down some streets and there was 10 or 12 trees down across the street, telephone poles down and wires, just littering the street.
Have you heard of any injuries related to this incident?
As of this point, no. We're very fortunate and lucky that nobody was injured up to this point. We've not heard.
Now, my understanding is that officials from the National Weather Service will be in the village today to try to assess what happened. Do you have any insight into whether this was just a very severe thunderstorm? Was this something more than that?
I just met with the National Weather Service folks. They are here in the village now. They did look at the radar and saw a very unusual event. And they are traveling around the village with the Greene County Emergency Services folks to take a look, and then they'll give us an assessment.
So it's possible that this may have been a tornado?
It is possible. I don't think we're leaning that way at this time. Probably more straight-line winds.
At this point, do you have any estimate on the amount of damage in terms of a monetary amount?
No, we really do not at this point. We're still technically in assessment mode, trying to figure out, some of the areas that what damage is in some of those areas. I am estimating at this time that there's roughly 100 very large trees that were taken down in the village.
Functionally speaking, what does the state of emergency allow the village to do?
Well, it allows us to, ask for basically resources from the county and from the state. So shortly after the storm came through, officials from Greene County Emergency Services were here. We had a command post set up at the host company number 3 firehouse, and also the Office of Emergency Management Senate representative, and we had the command post open for about 7 hours, and we coordinated all the efforts out of that place.
Do you have a timeline on how long it may take to clean up and get back to normal?
The cleanup will take at least days, maybe even weeks, and again, because there's areas that we still just have not been able to get to yet, so we're not sure. Central Hudson has advised us that a majority of the power should be back on by sometime later in the evening.
Are any village services interrupted as a result of this emergency?
No. Yesterday, immediately after the storm, there was so many trees and wires down and a tremendous number of fire calls and calls for assistance. It was extremely difficult for our fire department to get around our small village. But as far as services go, everything is up and running. Our water plant was not affected. That's a couple miles away. Our sewer plant has a generator system and has been working without issue.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you would like to add for people listening?
Last night we do have an emergency shelter that we open at one of the firehouses, and that was available. We luckily did not need to bring anybody there, but we do have it available for either keeping people cool or if their house was not able to be, they couldn't stay in their house or anything. So we did have that available as well.
That's Mayor Mark Evans of the Village of Coxsackie, New York in Greene County. Mayor, thank you so much for taking this time and good luck with the cleanup.
Very good. Thanks very much.